Today's episode, Drunken Bob's Secret Fishing Hole. This week, in honor of the upcoming start to the High Sierra fishing season, Alt 92.5 Sierra Wave Radio brings you a collection of Eastern Sierra fishing tales past. I want to thank author and journalist Mike McKenna, from whose story today's episode has been excerpted. Just like any good fishing story, all great legends are a blend of truth, exaggeration, foggy memories, and hope, with the odd adult beverage or two thrown in for flavoring. The story of Drunken Bob's Secret Fishing Hole is just such a tale. The first time I ever heard about Drunken Bob's Secret Fishing Hole was over beers one early fall day in Mammoth Lakes. A short-lived local named Chris had finally had one too many epic IPAs and started telling me the rather fishy tale. Chris said that his father-in-law, better known throughout certain parts of Southern California and the Eastern Sierra as Drunken Bob, would tell him stories about a little hidden lake not too far from Mammoth, where of all things golden trout could be found. Drunken Bob had stumbled upon the off-the-beaten-path lake decades ago and said the golden trout there were plentiful. Mike arranged an expedition with some of his buddies and Chris to find Drunken Bob's lake. After several miles and lots of hunting around, the group found a small pond off the trail hidden by a thick pine forest. Casts were made, and quickly, bam, a flash of golden and crimson darted out of the reeds. Sure enough, just as Drunken Bob had foretold, the plump trout indeed had that golden hue of the famous state fish. It quickly broke free and was gone in a golden flash. As we toasted a round of beers to Drunken Bob and had some lunch, Chris gave us some more background about the fishing hole. The story goes that many years ago, a Department of Fish and Game employee tasked with stocking the Sierra Nevada's native species in the high country beyond Sherwin Lakes had been forced back by bad weather. During his retreat, he stumbled upon the hard-to-find body of water. To help lighten his load for the final descent out of the mountains, he decided to dump some of the golden trout into the small lake. Whether the story is true or not, just like any good legend, no one really knows. But we do know there are some golden trout, or at least hybrid golden trout, in Drunken Bob's secret fishing hole. And it's good to know such places and stories still exist among the fertile minds of anglers here along El Camino Sierra.